And that's a lot of what we're seeing is people watch the fires. I'm not saying they don't. It's just they're still the embers are still glowing when you know into the night, and it just takes a little breeze to blow one little ember, you know, across into the grass, and the next morning when they get up, you know, it's gonna burn half the property off. So yes, we need mineral soil around your burn area. If you're burning a silviculture burn, which is a forestry burn, or a site prep burn, which is a forestry burn, or even ag burns, which are large acre burns, you know, please have your fire lanes around a disc lane or a dozer fire plow lane, or some way to stop that fire. Some people try to use creeks as fire breaks, and this time of the year, those creeks are dry. That fire can crawl right across that creek and keep going, and you don't realize it until it's happened. And, you know, the fire gets big, and it's nothing you can grab a water hose or a bucket of water and put out. You know, you got to call 911 and get us out there. You know, the sooner the better. So, yes,